This is Lou Caravelli. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom Cutting Edge News Program, your weekly Mr. and Mrs. America beacon of truth. My co-anchor is Elizabeth Cuppet Caravelli. We can be heard Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on a frequency of 4.840, that's WWCR. And that repeats Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on 7.490 megahertz. And once again, repeats on Mondays at 4 p.m., 9.350.
And the Saturday morning was again what time?
8 a.m. Saturdays at 8 a.m. And you can also hear us on Global Star, Liberty Works Radio Network, K-Star Talk Radio, and Kingdom Star Talk Radio. Consult their websites for program days and times.
Yes, Lou, it's September 22nd, and our telling snapshots continue, focusing on summer shocks / secrets. We move right into the news phrase pretty soon, but we have a 4-star emergency alert, and we must not miss it.
Yes, and here is the Vital to Your Life radio monologue for September 22nd by Elizabeth.
Turning you into a machine, trackable, traceable. Karen Kingston's 4-star emergency alert. Radio monologue, September 22, 2022. Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly. September 14, 2022's Stu Peters Show once again featured investigative researcher Karen Kingston. She had appalling news for all of us. God does not want his people perishing for lack of knowledge. In addition to the murderous mRNA and the COVID so-called vaccines, there is the other macabre aspect of graphene and suspected biocircuitry in the vials. Electrical engineer Matt Taylor's latest work shows that these nanotechnology biocircuitry constructs found in COVID shot vials disappear when unhooked from the internet and actually begin to reassemble when hooked up once again. Transhumanism, or the artificial intelligence goal to transform, track, and subjugate mankind, is revealed with more documentation in the latest Karen Kingston interview. The shocking new keystone of this anti-human crusade is the newly signed Joe Biden executive order, Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy. Again, listeners, I want to repeat that. Listen to how Orwellian it sounds. Whatever you hear, especially if you hear the word safety, it means danger. Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy. Stu Peters commented, "This is advancing, number one, transhumanism, and number two, the use of genetic engineering to make us less human and more machine." Kingston completed his thought, "and to make us more controllable." She added, "COVID injections were nothing more than electronic surveillance under the skin and enslavement." Biden's words are very telling. Quote, "We need to develop genetic technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. Unlock the power of biological data, including through computing tools and artificial intelligence, and advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles for commercialization so the innovative technologies and products can reach markets faster." Kingston summarized the intent of, quote, transhumanism to, quote, augment the functionality of humans, end quote. Number one, using biotechnology. Number two, genetic editing. Number three, these in combination with supercomputers. Karen Kingston recalled that on the Stu Peters July 28, 2021 program, she demonstrated this nanotechnology's purpose was to hook humans up to the internet. The update is that Nature magazine, August 2022, documents the imminent launch of the computer system Cubic Quantum. that will accumulate and analyze data. Kingston prognosticated that, quote, then they can unleash Starlink and 5G in order to send the signals to and from the technology to achieve the Biden, quote, societal goals. Kingston added parenthetically that these societal goals are World Economic Forum goals to enslave. To those naive flag wavers who insist America is not part of this evil, Kingston revealed Biden's eerie executive order listing all the departments of U.S. government that are part of this, working hand in hand with international organizations. Kingston warned that ultimately those using the following data can kill you if you don't agree, if you're a dissident. 1. Genomic information. 2. Tracked info. 3. Record of your interactions with other people. Biden's words reveal the future Frankenstein intentions of the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center. Quote, their mission is to, 1, allow decentralized execution and experimentation, accelerate delivery of AI, that's artificial intelligence, throughout society, and 3, partner with corporations throughout society. Dr. Lynn Parker, head of the White House Task Force for AI, director of the National Artificial Intelligence Initiative Office, concurred with these points when the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development met. Kingston reiterated, quote, to transform is the goal of their AI. How American is this diabolical plan? Karen Kingston stated this information is in the Cures Act and on the DOD, that's the Department of Defense, website. Biden actually made a statement when he spoke September 11, 2022, giving his moonshot talk at the Kennedy Center that, quote, he was actually elected president to do this under the CARES Act. The this to be accomplished requires a lot of money, delineated by Biden as follows. Number one, $1.5 billion to Precise Medicine to track and trace everyone. That is the name of a facility, capital P and capital M, Precise Medicine. Number two, $1.5 billion to DARPA, and that's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, for the Brain Initiative, neuroimplants under the brain that can be delivered by small injection and then connect to an external server for signal exchange. Kingston summed up this horrific brain initiative. Now our government is letting us know the plan they have for the American people. You'll be a machine, and you'll be controlled. Stu added that much of the technology is now being delivered from China. And this is Elizabeth again. Things must also alert you that we're really living in something pretty bad. And we have to bring you another, right before we went to the mic, alert from the Mike Adams situation update, Wednesday, September 21st. And as a disclaimer, Mike admits that he must, and we must always be skeptical of any news source, always looking for proof. And this info that we're going to bring you, he says, did come from the Chinese source, Xinhua. Allegedly, the USDA, and that's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is doing flyovers, listeners, dropping live vaccine bait, supposedly to kill predators like raccoons, etc. I think I ought to repeat that. The USDA is doing flyovers, and this is in 13 states, and they're dropping live vaccine bait, supposedly to kill some wild animals. Innocent or diabolical? What if household pets or children go wandering and find these live vaccine baits? According to this info, again, this is not just one little experimental place. It's in 13 states. So you see, this is a program that somebody has approved in the USDA. And, you know, we were bringing out things some years back on this program. There was some little agency within the U.S. Wildlife Department that some whistleblowers were saying were killing eagles. And we were following this story because a lot of dead eagles were found, I think, on the Delmarva Peninsula where we are. There were some mysterious eagle deaths. And Mike Adams said that there have been other stories, allegations of the USDA killing animals. And it didn't sound like anything but something evil, something predatory, something that was twisted and diabolical. Are we surprised? A little later, Lou's going to talk again about some of the agencies in our government, new appointees and stuff like that, who are satanically possessed maybe or influenced. Now, getting back to this breaking story about the Bates, this is happening along the other, alongside the other breaking news of an Ohio BP oil refinery exploding and on fire. And Adams says that we're seeing, quote, systematic, coordinated sabotage operations. Lou, it certainly looks to us as though we have now a worldwide agenda. What about all those food factory facilities that, you know, you brought a lot of news to us, didn't you? Recap a little bit of that.
Yes, a great many food facilities have gone up in flames. It certainly seems way more than you would think would be just by coincidence.
And you add that to those farmers who are being instructed in the Netherlands and other places to cull the herds. Here, the farmers paid not to grow crops. The whole thing looks like it's part of an induced famine, doesn't it?
It sure does.
They're yes. making an effort. Now, going on with this news from Mike Adams' Wednesday, September 21st podcast, situation update, he says that in John Loftus' 1982 book, he described Nazi experiments with dropping ticks from an airplane. And again, this Chinese source article, this Xinhua article, recounted how someone named Carl Grossman began to investigate Plum Island and the allegations that Lyme disease was a bioweapon. And, you know, we have other books, we have other exposés that have brought this out. But according to Grossman, a key figure was Eric Traub. And he had been a Nazi in World War II, and he was running a bioweapons facility on an island in the Baltic. And see, this is probably where Operation Paperclip plugged in, all those Nazis that we brought here to America. It wasn't all a good thing, was it, Lou?
No, it wasn't. In fact, I think it would be safe to say it was a very bad thing.
That's for sure. And now, when Grossman went to visit at Plum Island, and the public relations representative there actually told him directly that Plum Island, the facility, was doing research on biowarfare. I mean, how plain could it be? As plain as the nose on your face. And Newsday in 1977 reported a 1971 Cuban outbreak of African swine flu. And to make a long story short, there were questions about Plum Island and the CIA that remained.
And now, Matt Taman, in his September 2022...
I think that's Matt Taman.
Taman, all right. In his September 2022 Tribulation Watch newsletter, gives more insight into the globalist depopulation plan now underway. Did you know the elite plan for getting rid of at least 4 billion people by the year 2050? Recently, a prisoner sent me a card with an excerpt from the book Conspirators Hierarchy, The Committee of 300, by Dr. John Coleman. The book was first published in 1992. Dr. Coleman was a British MI6 intelligence officer, which gave him access to highly classified documents. But during service in Angola, West Africa, he came across a series of top-secret documents which angered him to his very being. From that day forward, he set out to expose the sinister plans of the elite who control the world. The following words can be found on pages 105 to 106 of his book. Let's read. Euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory, required. No city shall be larger than a predetermined number, as described in the work of Calgary. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races, selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. The United States will be flooded by people of alien cultures who will eventually overwhelm white America, people with no concept of what the United States Constitution stands for, and who will, in consequence, do nothing to defend it, and in whose minds the concepts of liberty and justice are so weak as to matter little. Food and shelters shall be the main concerns. There shall be no cash or coinage in the hands of the non-elite. All transactions shall be carried out by means of a debit card, which shall bear the identification number of the holder. Any person who in any way infringes the rules and regulations of the Committee of 300 shall have the use of his or her card suspended for varying times, according to the nature and severity of the infringement. Such a person will find, when they go to make purchases, that their card is blacklisted, and they will not be able to obtain services of any kind. Attempts to trade old coins, that is to say, silver coins of previous and now defunct nations, shall be treated as a capital crime subject to the death penalty. All such coinage shall be required to be surrendered within a given time, along with guns, rifles, explosives, and automobiles. Only the elite and one world government high functionaries will be allowed private transport, weapons, coinage, and automobiles. And once again, that's from the book Conspirators Hierarchy, Committee of 300 by John Coleman.
And Lou, we can see that though that is pretty far in the past, certain modifications because of the futuristic technology we have now still make it able to come true. For instance, we have to worry about the social credit score that is being used by China as a template for what's going to happen when he said your card will be taken away from you temporarily or permanently, depending on what you do. That rings a bell with where we see we're going. And later we hope to talk a little bit about the tent cities. And that certainly, along with the promotion of Antifa and BLM, all the violence in the summer of 2020 when Trump and AG Barr did nothing to stop it, all of that is probably chiseling down the number of people who are in a city so they can get to when they can get it manageable, and then they'll be herding everybody into these apartments where there's no grass. We can see how they're going to marginalize. It'll be the Warsaw Ghetto, but it'll be all of us in the Warsaw Ghetto-like cities. So there's a lot there with the euthanasia. We are bringing out all these things, and again, this emergency alert that if you see some kind of bait being dropped that has live vaccines in it for so-called animal predators, stay pretty far away from it. Go ahead, Lou.
All right. And here, for all of you out there in the divided kingdom, are a few more details on the hideous Biden executive order that Elizabeth Elizabeth's opening monologue discussed. From LifeSide News, Biden transhumanist executive order. We need to program biology like we program computers. Joe Biden's call to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way we programmed the computers, if applied to humans, could not only cause physical harm, but would open up floodgates to eugenics. This is by Emily Mangiaracina, Monday, September 29th. Efforts to program biology in human beings that not only present further potential dangers to health, such as those shown by the mRNA shots, but they would also increasingly open up the possibilities of eugenic, quote, enhancement, unquote, which is why gene editing has often been described as a Pandora's box, potentially creating classes of genetic haves and have-nots in society. According to Biden's executive order, while the power of biotechnology is most vivid at the moment in the context of human health, and that's a quote, by the way, it's most vivid at the moment in the context of human health, it, quote, can also be used to achieve our climate and energy goals, improve food security and sustainability, secure our supply chains, and grow the economy, unquote.
And Lou, we've got to interrupt. Remember, some programs back, you and I talked about their voracious desire to use CRISPR technology in our foods, too, in those lab-cultured foods, remember?
Oh, yes.
So they want to edit genes out of the food, too, that we're going to eat to help make us sick.
That's just right.
And what else?
And it goes on to say, Biden accordingly calls for the use of biotech to, quote, sequester carbon and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, as well as increase and protect agricultural yields, protect against plant and animal pests and diseases, and cultivate alternative food sources, unquote.
Like the crickets we've been talking about.
That's right.
That big plant now that's in London or Ontario.
That's
who
right.
wants to eat that cricket food? Not me.
Oh, you don't think that delicious then?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It goes on to say in this article, in anticipation of major transhumanist developments, including biotech advances, World Economic Forum advisor Yuval Noah Harari has gone so far as to declare that, quote, we are one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, unquote, and that, quote, within a century or two, Earth will be dominated by entities that are more different from us than we are different from chimpanzees. We'll soon have the power to re-engineer our bodies and brains, whether it is with genetic engineering or by directly connecting brains to computers. And these technologies are developing at breakneck speed, Harari explained to CNN's Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes in October 2021. And
Lou,
now,
Lou, we have to interject that you and I are Christians, and we believe in the reality of Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And we believe that He, along with His Father, Almighty God, helped create all of creation and is in charge of all creation. Yes, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever. And we point out that at some point in the Bible, God says these rich men and these rulers of the world may make these plans, and God laughs. And so this World Economic Forum guy spouting off his mouth what it will be, there won't even be a Homo sapiens. I would like to just recount what I've told before in this program, that my great aunt, Sophia, was sitting rocking her sister's child, a baby. The sister had died, I think, right after childbirth. So Sophia was sitting rocking the baby and singing to it when she heard a noise, and down an old winding staircase came what she called a white being shining. And the white being came over to her and said, I've come for your mother. And they went upstairs, and my great-great-grandmother was dying. Now, that is a true story. That happened. I asked my Aunt Sophia in the 1970s, had that really happened after my mother had told me about it? I just could hardly wait to tackle this elderly woman with her cane and everything else, you know. Did this really happen? And I think I kind of got her unnerved a little bit, but she said, yes, it did. So we see this war between God and Satan. You need not fear out there. If you have your lives turned over to Jesus after you've repented of your sins and you ask him to guide you every day. And Lou and I feel that it's a great privilege. Sometimes it's very stressful to be watch persons here for the Lord, as in Ezekiel 33. But we are rising to the challenge, doing the best we can as sinners. And as news people who want to bring you the truth you need to know to protect your families in the days ahead, both spiritual and physical. And so we do want to thank some of you, a few of you who have been stepping up to keep us on the air in this tribulation financial situation we're still in. So we do thank those of you who have been helping us lately very, very much. We ask you to continue to pray for that faithful Pennsylvania doctor who's been helping us weekly. And hint, hint, we've run out of stamps. Any of you who can send us some postage stamps, if you can't contribute some cash or a money order or a check, either to WWCR or Global Star Communications, we can use some stamps. And you can write to Lou Caverly, Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And listeners, do you realize we've gone 26 minutes and you've had some very vital information, very vital warnings, things that you will not permit to happen in this beloved America? But you couldn't prevent them if you don't know about them. You had to endure no commercials. So think about it if you're able to help us. If you're not able to help us, please do pray for us. Keep praying for Frank. He's progressing along after his heart surgery. He's done some rehab. He can now lift 4 pounds of weights. Continue to pray for Fred. I think it's a spotty progress, some steps forward, some steps backward after his terrible back injury. And again, please pray hard for that doctor because of his health. And I want to address him directly to the doctor. If you're not eating organic food, please do it. And try to drink distilled water. Lou and I used to have the privilege of going to Baltimore to the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, and we loved to watch David Zinman in the 1980s into the early 90s as a conductor. One time he came out as a bat, dressed like a bat, remember? Lou, what was the work?
Well, the work was Die Fledermaus, which means in German the bat, by Johann Strauss.
And it was so much fun. It was really interesting. But we noticed something when we would line up to the water fountains, or we had to use the restroom facilities. The people from the city looked so unhealthy. Their skin pallor. Their skin. And I think it's the city water with the fluoride in it. So to the doctor friend, we ask him to do that. And if you have a weak heart, please do look into using CoQ10. It did a miracle for my own father in about 1990. I think he was probably dying of congestive heart failure. And he had been a very strong outdoor worker, as well as other things that he did. And at that time, there was a man and his son who were really pioneering. This was brand new then, the CoQ10, and we took some home, and we gave it to my dad. We asked him to promise to take it. We were so worried about him that we went home again, an eight-hour trip the next week, and his red color was back, and he was joking, and then the way was all upward, a great improvement and progress. So any of you who are older, also remember to take that B12 sublingually under your tongue. It won't do very much good if you're taking it in a vitamin capsule, because over the age of 50, you don't have enough intrinsic factor in your stomach to digest it properly. And many people are misdiagnosed as having Alzheimer's or dementia when it's merely a lack of vitamin B12. So please do take care of yourselves in this way. And now we must move on.
And here's another September shock snapshot. It isn't enough that spirit cooking John Podesta has now joined the Biden administration. We also have LifeSite News. Biden's gay, married, and that's in quotes, monkeypox deputy accused of Satanism after wearing pentagram gear for magazine cover. performances by Matt Lamb, Friday, September 9th, Dateline, Washington, D.C. President Joe Biden's deputy monkeypox coordinator appears to have an interest in Satanism and demons. Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, who is married, and that's in quotes again, to a man, currently, quote, serves as director of the Division of HIV Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control, unquote, according to the White House, and is the deputy national coordinator for the monkeypox response. The disease primarily affects homosexual men. Photos posted by Benny Johnson appear to show Daskalakis wearing leather straps with a pentagram, a hat with a pentagram, and standing above a floor with a pentagram on it, a symbol of Satanism. Daskalakis.
I think his name is Daskalakis.
I think you're right. Daskalakis.
But I'm not sure about his first name, Demetra.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure. It's capital D-E-M-E-T-R-E.
Yes, that's right. So, Daskalakis and his husband are also involved with a fitness center called Monster Cycle Plus Studio. A 2014.
What was that again?
Monster Cycle, and then it has a plus sign, so I guess you read it as Monster Cycle Plus Studio. A 2014 article in the New York Post described how it is different from most health clubs. The New York Post reported that, quote, graffiti, illustrations of ghosts, and hell yeah signs hang throughout, unquote. And this is Lou Carmody. Then the American Accountability Foundation weighed in. And back to the article, why is senior White House advisor Dr. Dimitri taking part in what appear to be occult rituals, and he seems obsessed with satanic iconography.
In the lounge area, a black spin bike hangs from the ceiling, draped in leather fetish gear. In a yoga studio, a massive 11-foot-tall light-up pentagram by artist Desi Santiago leans against the wall, adding a unique ambiance to the Sunday candlelit yoga classes. And Lou, we have to interrupt. How stupid the churches have been in America. They've all gone in for yoga. When our late friend Carol Matriciana, who produced those wonderful documentaries, like I think Yoga Uncoiled, how it meant linked, you see, to a spirit like to Satan. But these Christian churches are just these lemmings going over the cliff as they're telling their parishioners to get injected with the COVID shots. So anyway, the publication reported a juice bar serving up kale concoctions is decorated with dozens of Mexican Day of the Dead skull masks. This is Biden's world. WH. Monkeypox coordinator.
White House?
Yes. You see, we can all have a little lapse of stupidity. We're human. This is Biden's White House monkeypox coordinator, Dimitri Daskalakis. No, I'm not making this up. One of the owners said she does not worship the devil, but just tries to draw that energy for this endeavor. Quote, we don't worship the devil, we're not Satan followers, a female co-owner told the New York Post. We're just sort of taking that energy, making it more positive. My favorite video to ride to is Nine Inch Nails, The Perfect Drug, because it's dark and sexy with a driving beat. A goth workout in a psycho dungeon is total bliss, the nation's new monkeypox coordinator told the Post in 2014. Every day is Halloween. Not cherry-picking here. The pentagram is proudly displayed in his promotional photos for a CDC appointment. It's ubiquitous on his social media, Johnson wrote. Dimitri has pentagram tattoos. So it's a fair question. Did Joe Biden appoint a Satanist? Not cherry-picking here. The pentagram is proudly displayed. There is one of those repetitions that we didn't edit out. You know, we've often wondered whether that's a satanic kind of obstruction against the conservative movement to make them look stupid when they write articles. So we just X that one out, that repetition. Another commenter on Twitter said this was a fair question. Did Joe Biden appoint a Satanist? He said the American public has a right to know if Joe Biden appointed a Satanist. The monkeypox coordinator also isn't too quick to tell people to avoid other risky behaviors. According to information uncovered by the American Accountability Foundation, the conservative group found a 2018 or 2019 presentation given by Daskalakis while he served as a New York City health commissioner, where he championed safer crystal meth use at sex clubs. The Biden administration has a history of appointing officials to important positions who make public their disordered sexual desires. Sam Brinton, its deputy assistant secretary for spent fuel and waste disposition, is a drag enthusiast who also has a fetish that involves pretending to be a dog or handling someone pretending to be a dog. He was also in a blasphemous drag group called Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The Department of Health and Human Services media team did not respond to an email Friday morning that asked if Dr. Daskalakis is a Satanist, and if not, why he wears a pentagram.
Continuing our September 8th focus on Steve Bannon's account of being threatened by SWAT teams three times, here is shocking continuation from the Gateway Pundit. Bombshell, jackbooted Gestapo has to show up at that door. Those were Steve's words. Tells Charlie Kirk, 35 Trump allies had homes raided by the FBI on Thursday. And if you go to their website, there is a video there, again from the Gateway Pundit. By Jim Hoft, September 9th. On Friday afternoon, Steve Bannon told Charlie Kirk that 35 Trump allies had their homes raided by the FBI on Thursday. Bannon said, the jackbooted Gestapo has to show up at that door and make a big display of this. Steve Bannon joined Charlie Kirk on Real America's Voice on Thursday. These were Bannon's words. You saw from the demonic speech that Biden gave in Philadelphia that this is a dying regime. That was a primal scream. And here, what they're trying to do, no matter who it is, whether Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, there were 35 FBI raids last night. Right. And there's another grand jury coming together on January 6th, the Washington Post reported. 35 senior members of MAGA, of Republicans, supporters of Donald Trump, that the FBI rolled in on when they didn't need to do it, right? All these people have lawyers. The jackbooted Gestapo has to show up at the door and make a big display of this. This has never happened in American history. The evil regime has gone rogue. This is the Gestapo. And less than 2 weeks later, the FBI went into action again. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell vows to sue the DOJ, that's Department of Justice, FBI, after his agency seized his cell phone. He said, this has to stop. And this was by J.D. Hayes and Natural News, Monday, September 19th, 2022. Mike Lindell, the founder and CEO of the MyPillow franchise of products, has vowed to take unprecedented legal action against Joe Biden's Justice Department and FBI after he was stopped, harassed by agents, and had his cell phone confiscated recently. According to reports, Lindell discussed the incident during a recent live stream interview. The New York Times reported that Lindell was served a search warrant in connection with a Colorado County clerk named Tina Peters, who has been charged by state officials regarding an alleged scheme to download information from election equipment following the stolen 2020 election. Lindell told the audience watching on his frank speech social media platform, quote, I have my own breaking news tonight. This afternoon, I went down hunting in Iowa for the early teal season with my friend this morning at 4 a.m. We got up, headed down to Iowa. We were coming back.
And
we,
Lou.
Yes.
I had to ask you, what was a teal? You know, even though
yes.
We live here on the Delmarva, we were not originally a native to the Eastern Shore. I was in western Pennsylvania, and it was kind of land all around me, not ocean. You were nearer to Gloucester and the ocean in Massachusetts, but you looked it up, and what did we find that teal were?
They were small ducks.
Yeah.
And I think it might have said freshwater, but I'm not positive
about that. I think you're right. So anyway, Mike was heading out on this little hunting expedition, and go ahead.
And it says we got up, headed down to Iowa. We were coming back, and we stopped to get go through a Hardee's in Mankato, where I was born, Mankato, Minnesota. And cars pulled up in front of us, to the side of us, and behind us. And I said, those are either bad guys or the FBI. It turns out they were the FBI. And Mike said of one of the agents, informed him, well, I got some bad news. We're taking your cell phone. We have a warrant for your cell phone. Lindell said he initially balked at handing over his phone. He said, I run five companies off that. I don't have a computer. My hearing aids run off this. Everything runs off my phone. Mike added that he placed a phone call to a lawyer, and the attorney told him he needed to hand over his phone. The Daily Wire added, quote, the New York Times reported that the FBI asked him about an image that was copied from a voting machine in Colorado and appeared on a website that Lindell operates. A letter that agents gave Lindell asked him not to disclose the existence of the investigation, but he decided to reveal it during his show's live stream. Quote, although the law does not require non-disclosure unless a court order is issued, we believe that the impact of any disclosure could be detrimental to the investigation, the letter signed by Aaron Tittlebaum, an assistant U.S. attorney, said. Now Lindell says he's filing a massive lawsuit against Biden's politicized Justice Department. And these are Lindell's words, we are suing the United States government and the FBI. This isn't just to get the phone back. This is my First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights that were broken. We aren't going to put up with this. We aren't going to be the Gestapo like in Nazi Germany. We're being proactive, Lindell told Bannon, then President Donald Trump's former top political advisor, who himself has been targeted by Biden's DOJ. And I believe this quote is also from Mike Lindell. I was on the phone with these attorneys. I said, no, I want to sue. We have all the lawyers on the phone. They looked at all these statutes. We are going to go to places that no man has gone before. This will set a precedent. This has to stop.
Yes, and if we remember, brave patriot Lindell marched into Trump's office. He wanted him to invoke the Insurrection Act. What would it have been like if Mike Lindell had been president? We might have gotten to the root of the Dominion voting machines. We might have outed the CIA, the bad, dark aspect of the dark part of the CIA, but we didn't have that. And now we must move on. We've talked about the Jesuit connections with the CDC, whatever else is connected with it, probably the WEF, the WHO. But now so much truth is starting to come out about how deadly these shots were that Monday, September 12th, Natural News, an article by Bell Carter, the headline was CDC admits killer batches of COVID-19 shots are still given to the public. An investigation by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, revealed that certain lots of the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, vaccines linked to extremely high numbers of adverse reactions and deaths were still rolled out to the public. The Public Health Agency found that specific lot numbers of the COVID-19 vaccines connected to adverse reactions and deaths were already identified, but not withdrawn. They also found that 4 to 5% of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccine batches were responsible for every death reported as an adverse reaction. Moreover, these fatal batches were widely distributed across the U.S., while the other benign lots were sent to just a few locations. The CDC used data from the VAERS reporting system submitted until October 15, 2021. It included all adverse reactions linked to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Adverse reactions linked to the flu vaccines were also included to serve as a control data set. A total of 171,463 adverse reactions, 14,262 hospitalizations, and 2,828 deaths were linked to 4,522 Pfizer lot numbers, while 188,998 adverse reactions, 10,225 hospitalizations, and 2,603 deaths were linked to 5,510 Moderna lot numbers. 96% of the Pfizer vaccine lots had zero death reports, which meant that the 2,828 vaccine deaths linked to it came from 4% of the batches. Meanwhile, 95% of the Moderna vaccine lots had zero death reports, translating to 2,603 deaths associated with 5% of the batches. And again, remember what Mike Adams said, you must not trust fully. You have to verify. We can't fully trust these stats. But now the article says, specific batches of the mRNA vaccines distributed between 13 and 50 states across the U.S. had an unusually high number of adverse event and death reports compared to those distributed to 12 states or less. The CDC concluded that there were concerning findings that warrant further investigation. And, of course, listeners, you know that we have been doing the obituary watch, and then listener Art from Western Pennsylvania checked, and he thought he saw about 50% as the death rate in the obituaries, people dying at home or dying unexpectedly. So let's move on, Lou.
Well, I, by accident, skipped one, and the title of this one from the LifeSite News is World Economic Forum, There Are Solid Reasons to Implant Children with Microchips. This is also by Emily Mangiaracina. Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. The World Economic Forum, WEF, published an article proposing that there are, quote, solid, rational reasons, unquote, for implanting children with microchips.
And you know what? Let's keep that headline till a little bit later.
All right.
I can see that we had a little bit more about what's happening to the children. Do you have anything there that is talking about the increase in life insurance deaths? Do you see anything like that?
I believe I do, yes. This one entitled COVID Jab Fallout, Middle-Aged People Died at Twice the Expected Rate
Last
Summer.
Yes, let's move into that, but we will keep this other important article probably for the next time.
That's right. And this was according to Life Insurance Data, Monday, September 12th, by Ethan Huff, Natural News. In July, August, and September of 2021, death claims for adults aged 35 to 44 doubled. Yes, you heard that right, doubled, according to a new report from the Society for Actuaries, the SOA. An analysis of 2.3 million death claims submitted to nearly two dozen life insurance firms between April 2020 and March 2022 led the SOA to determine that death numbers increased massively at the height of the Operation Warp Speed mass vaccination program. A small percentage of these excess deaths is being blamed on COVID. But it is clear from that timing that COVID injections are more than likely the true cause. Most life, and here's a sub-headline, most life insurance carriers are labeling COVID jab deaths as COVID-19 deaths. According to the data, deaths in the 25 to 34 age bracket during the third quarter of last year were 78% above the expected level. That's almost double. For people ages 45 to 54, death figures were 80% above normal. And for adults 55 to 64, excess mortality was determined to be 53% above baseline. All 20 participating life insurance firms were asked by the SOA, and again that is the Society for Actuaries, to investigate the cause of death behind all the excess claims. Of the 18 that responded, 17 listed COVID-19 as the cause of death. Eight of these 18 did, however, say that they would go even further than that and probe relatives and medical examiners to try to learn more. The demographic within the 35 to 44 age bracket that saw the most deaths during the study period are white-collar workers. This includes lawyers, accountants, computer programmers, and other positions that typically work in an office setting. White-collar deaths were 23% higher, in fact, than blue-collar and other deaths during the same time frame.
And we pick up that story that Scott Davison of the Indianapolis-based One America Life Insurance Company was the first to bring up this phenomenon. His carrier saw a massive 40% increase in death claims among the 18 to 64 age group after Fauci flu shots were introduced. What Davison has seen at One America is unprecedented, representing a three sigma event, meaning a once in 200 year catastrophe that is exceptionally rare. One America is one of the 20 companies that participated in the SOA report, along with Aflac, Anthem, The Hartford, Lincoln Financial Group, MetLife, New York Life, and Principal Financial. Former hedge fund manager Edward Dowd has also spoken out about the issue, stating that the Biden regime's Chinese virus injection mandates directly coincide with this uptick in deaths. Temporarily, in that three-month period, the change was such that there was something that occurred, Dowd is quoted as saying. Well, we all know what occurred in August, September, and October. It was Biden's mandates on September 9th, and a lot of corporations anticipating those mandates. It was almost 1 year ago to the day of Queen Elizabeth II's death that the Biden regime issued a decree to force all federal employees and health care workers at facilities certified Medicare and Medicaid to get jabbed for the Wuhan coronavirus. What seems to be emerging, with more evidence daily of the mass murders caused under the COVID scamdemic, is the mother of all legal morasses, pointed out a commentator at the Epoch Times about what likely comes next.
Finally, so much truth about the killer shots is emerging that even the CDC has to admit harm to the smallest of us all. CDC survey finds that more than half of all babies, toddlers, suffer a systemic reaction following COVID injection. This was by Ethan Huff at Natural News, September 12, 2022. New data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, suggests that 55% of children between the ages of 6 months and 2 years suffered a, quote, systemic reaction, unquote, after getting their first dose of an mRNA, messenger RNA, so-called vaccine from either Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. Following the second dose, the CDC survey found a whopping 60% of children suffered some kind of negative reaction. This is based on an assessment of more than 13,000 children who were evaluated as part of a post-market analysis. According to a report by Margaret Menge, M-E-N-G-E, from the Epoch Times, quote, a system reaction is a response beyond the injection site, unquote. Oh, and the quote continues, while the most common systemic reactions were fatigue, fever, irritability, and crying, parents of more than 6% of the children in this study said their child was unable to perform normal activities after the second dose of either the Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna vaccine, unquote. The CDC collected this data between July 18 and August 21st of this year using a smartphone-based monitoring app called VSafe. Parents can download the app and track the health of their children post-injection. Parents of 8,338 children ranging in age from 6 months to 2 years who received the Moderna shot reported a 55.7% systemic reaction rate following the first dose and a 58% systemic reaction rate following the second dose.
Parents of Pfizer-injected children, which numbered at 4,749, reported a 55.8% systemic reaction rate following the first dose and a 47% systemic reaction rate following the second dose. These are astounding figures that suggest the shots harm children more often than not while providing minimal, if any, benefits. The most frequently reported reactions for children 6 months to 2 years were irritability or crying, sleepiness, and fever, Menge explained. The most common reactions for children aged 3 to 5 years were injection site pain, fatigue, and fever. A special section of the CDC survey also looked at more serious health reactions, which were dubbed any health impact. Amazingly, about 10% of children in the 6 months to 2 years age demographic suffered a, quote, health impact after their first dose of either Pfizer or Moderna. Once again, the injury rate after the second injection was slightly worse for Moderna's shot than for Pfizer's shot, possibly because the Moderna shot contains a higher dose of mRNA chemicals. This is just a tragedy beyond what we can ever think with these little children. And these pastors who advise their parishioners to get the abortion-tainted fetal cell derivative shots will have to answer to God one day. So, you know, you and I have a duty to bring out this evil, to get it stopped. In Mike Lindell's words, I guess, this must stop. This, too, must stop. And if you would like to keep a truth-telling program like ours, The Divided Kingdom, on the air, please tell others to go visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Tell them to look under Breaking News, and they will see the latest essay. It is now posted there. It's so important that we stop this transhumanism. God doesn't want his DNA messed with. We are created in his image. So, you know, if some of you can help us to stay on the air, again, it's Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. $5, $20, those amounts add up if four or five of you send us some help. And this is our hardest time. We thank all of you who have sacrificially helped us, and we ask you to pray for this program to reach more and more hearts and souls, and for repentance and renewal, and maybe then we can have revival again in America. Thank you for listening to The Divided Kingdom. Lou and I are just so pleased that we have a wonderful web mistress too, Angel. And what's her new network, Kingdom? Star Radio.
Yes.
.com.
That's right.
Go
Kingdom
visit
Star
it.
Star Radio.
KingdomStarRadio.com. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Make that Kingdom Star Talk Radio.
Yes, you're right. KingdomStarTalkRadio.com.
Yes.
Good night.